And during this segment, we have the pleasure of having Carl Schusterman of the Law Office of Carl Schusterman, one of the top immigration law firms in the United States. He's based in Los Angeles. The firm represents both corporate and individual clients in all 50 states and around the world. Carl Schusterman is a former INS trial attorney. The firm has been featured on CNN, Good Morning America, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, The National Law Journal, and now Houston's only R&B station, Magic 102.1. I'm sure that's going to be the number one feature he's going to mention to everybody else. Good morning, Carl, and how are you today?
Good morning. How are you? It's great to be here.
And I also meant to mention that he is one of the top contributors, if not the top contributor, to Avvo.com. It's a law website where folks can log in and ask questions about immigration law or any other area of law. And Mr. Schusterman is one of the top contributors there. Again, welcome to the program. I really appreciate you taking time out on a Sunday morning in lovely Los Angeles. What is it? What time is it there now?
It is 8:30 now, 8:35.
Wow. Well, that's early. I hope you've had your coffee. Well, I wanted to talk to you today, Mr. Schusterman, about the Gang of Eight's immigration reform proposal. A lot of folks know, and some don't, that the Gang of Eight is a bipartisan group of eight senators who unveiled legislation that represented the most sweeping overhaul of the nation's immigration laws in nearly three decades. Can you give us an overview of what that proposal is all about?
Okay. Well, there's a lot of incentive right now to legalize the 11 million people in the United States that don't have any papers, so that not only can it be a benefit to them, but it would be a benefit to the country to make sure that they have pay their taxes, they have driver's licenses, they're able to travel, and they come into the legal system. That's the main incentive for this law, but it does a lot of other things besides.
Okay, so in other words, right now, I guess one would say they're in the shadows, so to speak, and yes, not having a driver's license, they can't do that. They can't get married, I guess, if you don't have ID. And of course, some are paying taxes, some are not, but if they were able to have documents whereby they can function normally, it would be a benefit to all the families and, of course, the country as a whole. Is that the motivation behind the legislation? Is that correct?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, if you're undocumented and you're working as, you know, a menial type job, and you're afraid to move jobs because you felt like, boy, I was lucky enough that I got employed and now I can never go anywhere else. That's sort of a drag on the economy. What the new law would do, it wouldn't make these people citizens, wouldn't make them, or not for a very long time anyway, wouldn't make them even green card holders for a long time, but it would give them a work card and a travel card. So if they needed to change jobs, or, you know, if they're looking forward to, they can't even get the status if they're not paying their taxes. So hopefully there'll be a nice infusion into our, and a little bit of deficit reduction when these people who are afraid to pay their taxes have to pay the taxes.
Our phone number is 713-390-5102. 713-390-5102. We're talking with attorney Carl Schusterman, immigration attorney based in Los Angeles. And based on, let's just talk about where we are right now. We've been talking about it for a very long time. It seems like Congress, they talk about it. They talk about it. The closer we get to an election, there is maybe even more talk, but less seems to be done. How likely are we to get something done this cycle, do you think?
I'm pretty optimistic, and I'll tell you why. The Republican Party, you know, I mean, obviously both parties have their own principles and so on, but unless you can win the majority of votes, you can't carry forth those principles. And the Republican Party, back in the civil rights era, which I'm old enough to, you know, remember in the 60s, they really alienated the African-American voters in this country so that they vote over 90% Democrat. Now, since the civil rights reforms of the 60s, there's an increasing number of Hispanic voters and Asian American voters. And in the last election, I think a lot of the Republicans really expected that Mitt Romney, their candidate, was going to win. And he won, he lost, but by not a huge margin. He did carry the majority of white vote, but like I said, the African American vote was over 90% against him, and that was expected. But what wasn't expected was that the Hispanic and the Asian American vote went over 70% for Barack Obama. So there is a lot of rethinking. You know, the talk show host, everybody from Sean Hannity, who says he's evolved on this issue. you know, you're just not hearing that. You know, when I watched the Republican debates and I saw Mitt Romney talking about, well, the answer to the illegal immigration problem is self-deportation. Yeah. I mean, anybody who, you know, like you or I, deals with immigrants every day knows that's just a pipe dream. It's like, you know, like you're going to wake up in the morning and we're both going to be billionaires. I mean, yeah, that's a nice thought, but it ain't going to happen.
Yeah, so. I have that dream.
I have that once in a while, too.
Yeah. But with regard to the bill, they're recommending that, it wouldn't be a free ride. The applicants would have to pay a fine, as stated, black tax, back taxes, learn English, and remain employed and pass a criminal background check. That sounds pretty reasonable.
It is very reasonable. In fact, some of the liberal Democrats, you know, they're trying to keep their lips sealed because they want a deal, too. But they think it's even a bit punitive because it, I'm old enough to remember the last time that there was one of these bills in 1986. And it was a pretty fast pass. You know, you could get a green card in a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Now, this bill talking about minimum of 10 years and only after everybody who's in line for a green card gets one. Very high application fees. In addition to English, you have to take history and government tests, as if you're becoming a citizen. But what you're getting is a six-year work card. So, yeah, they're really putting these three people through the grinder machine. I mean, it's not going to be easy or cheap to qualify for this.
Well, let's go to the telephone. Let's go to line one. You're on Sunday Morning Live with Attorney Carl Schusterman. And what is your name?
I'm Chris.
Chris, you have a question for Attorney Schusterman?
Yes, I have a question. What I want to know, you know, if I break the law, you know, if I get a speeding ticket or commit some kind of crime and I do something wrong, the police come to my house and pick me up, put me in jail.
Sometimes.
I want to know, why are these people not being locked up, put in jail? They committed a crime. They broke the law by coming over here. Why we don't lock them up? What's going on with this?
Okay.
And if I get a speeding ticket, anything happen, I do wrong. They come and get me.
Okay, Chris. Thank you for your call. We'll let them give you a response. Thank you so much. Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, two things about that. I mean, I understand. As you introduced me, I'm a former prosecutor for the Immigration Service, and I'm proud of that. I mean, I deported a lot of criminals from the United States, a lot of undesirable people, and guess what? Those people do not qualify for these work cards.
Mm-hmm.
But what you have is a massive economic phenomenon. I mean, these people are not criminals like the caller suggested. I mean, these people are people that are working without authorization. If you put 11 million people in jail, I think all our taxes are going to double to take
for
care
sure.
of it. It's just not a practical solution. The more practical is let's solve the situation. We're still going to deport the criminals. They don't qualify for this. But the non-criminals, the people who have kids who are citizens, who've been working, let's instead of paying our money to keep them in jail, and I don't even know how they would all be tracked down, 11 million people.
Well, then just put a fence around the city and just say everybody's under arrest.
Yeah, really, really. I mean, it's way too big a problem to talk about putting people in jail. But this is a solution that actually could reduce our taxes. More people paying into their taxes, more people in the system. You know, I've seen cases where there have been, you know, hey, I live in L.A. where we don't have much in the way of mass transit, and there's a car accident. And if you're illegal, I mean, you might just take off or something because you're afraid the police are going to arrest you and give you to immigration or something.
Yeah, that's, you know, happened. That's happened here before. You know, there've been a rumor that the police is going to do a sweep, and you'll see there'll be an exodus from apartment complexes. Just people, just leaving and not showing up for work. That's been happening. That's happened a number of times here. Yeah, so I'm sure it happens there too.
Right, it definitely does. So I think both parties are coming together to have a practical solution. You know, putting everybody in jail is impossible. Even if you could find everybody, and who's going to pay for 11 million people to be fed and kept in jail? I think if I were not so involved in this, I might feel like the caller did. But I think, if you actually sit and meet some of these people,
right. They're
not criminals. They're really nice people. They're providing for their families. They're from very poor countries where it's impossible to get jobs. Let's reach an accommodation instead of talking about imposing criminal penalties on non-criminals.
Let's take another phone call. Let's go to line two. Martha, you're on Sunday Morning Live with Carl Schusterman. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I just have a question for the lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
7 years ago, I became a citizen, and I did complete the petition for my mother. Until this day, I have not heard anything, so I just wanted to know what, is there really like a 10-year waiting period time, or I really don't know what's going on anymore.
Okay, now are you a citizen or a green card holder?
Citizen.
Okay. Did you hear the question, Carl?
No, it was a little soft.
Okay, girl. You're a naturalized citizen, correct, Martha?
Correct.
Okay, she's a naturalized citizen, petitioned for her mother 10 years ago, and you haven't heard anything?
Correct.
Okay, I understand then. Or at least I understand the question.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you should know is that I assume you're over 21 years old, so if you're applying for your mother under the existing immigration law, she's considered an immediate relative, and she's not subject to any quotas. So she should be able to come into the United States on the average between 6 and 12 months. And if you're talking about 10 years, you really need to get some good legal help because
Absolutely. There's
no reason in the world for that.
Okay, yeah, because it has been about 7 years. This year, I think it's going to be 7 years that I sent all the paperwork, and we haven't heard anything. And the reason I was curious, and I'm glad I was listening to this show this morning, is because I have other friends and other people that I know that did the same thing for their parents. And, yeah, it did take about 6 to 12 months for them to get, you know, legalized. And I'm still over here with nothing. I haven't heard anything from my mom. So it's like maybe the person who helped me fill this out did it wrong or something. I'm starting to believe I did something wrong here.
So you did use an attorney?
She wasn't an attorney, but she's not an immigration attorney, but she did tell me she works for an immigration attorney.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe that's where I'm...
You might want to check the dumpsters around town.
Oh, boy.
It doesn't sound like your paperwork went anywhere.
Wow.
You may need to apply again. If I were you, I'd do a FOIA, a Freedom of Information request, at least as a start. Would you say, Attorney Schusterman?
Well, that might be a good idea. But frankly, I think if she just goes to a competent immigration attorney, I mean, her mother will be here by the end of the year.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. Good luck to you. Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. Let's take we'll take another call. Let's go to line one. Bianca, you're on Sunday Morning Live with Attorney Carl Schusterman. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. I have sort of a two-part question comment. My question is it true that when people immigrate or come to our country that they are given some sort of tax deferment, if you will, and I'm these are people who are starting businesses. And if so, why or how long does that last? And I'm asking that question because a lot of times you'll have people from other countries who move here and they're opening up shops and they're opening up businesses and they're getting this tax break. And again, this is...
Okay, well, I'll stop you there and let Attorney Schusterman comment because it's not that complex. Attorney Schusterman, were you did you hear the question?
Yeah, no, there is no tax deferment or tax break that people get. And, in fact, we do represent a lot of people who are applying for green cards through businesses that they create. And you might be surprised to know, but they must invest a minimum of $1 million and hire 10 full-time American workers to do that, but no tax deferment.
Okay, Bianca, thank you so much. Let's go to line three and talk with John. You're on Sunday Morning Live with Attorney Carl Schusterman. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I have a question for a lawyer. I'm a good citizen. I've never been in trouble before, and I took someone to the store, and my headlight was out, and the policeman stopped me, and the guy that was with me, the youngster, gets out the car, and he says he's going to catch the bus. And the policeman asked me, why did he leave? I said, well, you give me a ticket, or you stopping me for a headlight. And when the policeman went on the other side, found two pills.
Okay, well, it sounds like you need to ask.
I was charged with that.
Okay, we're dealing with immigration. Just immigration this morning, and I appreciate you. You may want to get some legal advice. Okay. Attorney Schusterman, gosh, you know, time just runs out so quickly in this segment. You've been a big help in answering some important questions for us. And I really appreciate you being a part of the program. How can our callers get in touch with you if they'd like to?
If they go to my website, which, by the way, is, I think, a really good source of free advice.
It's the best source,
I've seen. Don't pay if you can get it for free. So
yeah.
let me just spell my name, because that's probably the hardest thing of all. That my website is my last name, Schusterman, Schusterman.com, and it talks about the new law, how to get a green card, how to become a citizen, how to get a temporary visa, how to avoid being deported. It really, I try to make it like an immigration encyclopedia. The only thing I'm not able to do is answer questions online. So if anybody does want to make an appointment, there's a big box that says schedule consultation. And if they follow the instructions, we can have a half-hour consultation.
All righty. Thank you so much, Carl Schusterman of the Law Offices of Carl Schusterman in Los Angeles, California. Thank you so much for being a part of the program. And we'll be talking again soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you for inviting me. I enjoyed it.
All righty.